First, let me go straight across to Mr. Baraisa. Thanks very much for being with us. Now, Rahul Gandhi says the BJP and the RSS are, and I quote, incapable of looking at the future and can only talk about the past. He said this at the Javits Center in New York. How would you respond, sir?
Vishnu, I think I have different opinion. Number one, it is the electorate of India that elect the members of parliament and prime minister. United States is not the place for do the campaigning. It should be done in India. The role of diaspora should be to try to help the growth story of India. I don't think it's appropriate to do the dirty linen washing in the United States. I would have rather preferred if Rahul Gandhi would have asked the Indian diaspora, what can you do to try to help India's growth story? Right. What can you do to help India's poor? What can you do to try to promote industrialization in India? What can you do to improve the living standard of people of India rather than trying to blame Prime Minister Modi, trying to blame VHP, trying to blame BJP?
You know, Mr. Barai, what Rahul Gandhi said, and he said this a couple of times, I'd like your response. He said, Nafrat ke bazaar mein mohabbate ki dukaan khol raha hu. And, you know, he said this over and over again. It seems to be, you know, perhaps an election pitch. He's done it overseas. But is the BJP worried about this language, this discourse, for political reasons or otherwise?
You know, I'm very disappointed. Actually, what he ended up doing is a dhikkar ki dukaan or nafrat ki dukaan rather than mohabbat ki dukaan. And as I said, United States is not the place for anybody. I give you an example. 1 month ago, there were six members of parliament. They were from all different political parties, BJP, TMC, DMK. These are the people who came. We had dinner with them and we told them, you are here as our guest. We would like to deal with you as representative of India. And whatever we can do to help you to promote India's growth story, we would like to do it. That is the positive role that Rahul Gandhi and all other leaders who come from India, that is what is expected out of them. And we as NRIs, diaspora, want to help whatever way we can to India and people of India, not a political party.
But, you know, Mr. Barai, in as much as you say that, it seems quite clear that Rahul Gandhi has that particular vision. He says, for example, the simplest way to describe the fight, he's talking about the BJP versus the Congress, is that on the one side you have Mahatma Gandhi, on the other side, Nathuram Godse. Do you see the Congress positioning itself in this way ahead of the elections? And does this represent a threat to the BJP? I take your point about, you know, he shouldn't be saying this outside the country, etc., etc., but he has. It's nuanced and he says it repeatedly. So how would you respond to that specific allegation?
Vishnu, A, he is dead wrong on the facts. He is wrong on his theme. He is wrong on the facts. Nathuram Godse was a criminal who murdered Mahatma Gandhi. Why is he trying to compare Mahatma Gandhi and BJP and Congress? In fact, it was Mahatma Gandhi who had said that Congress should be dissolved as a political party. So if he is trying to follow Mahatma Gandhi's words, he should dissolve the Congress party, which they have not done. So let's not bring Mahatma Gandhi and Nathuram Godse in 2023. We should try to talk about who is going to take best care of people of India, who has the vision for India, who has the power to execute what they want to do for India and ultimately bring up the living standard. This whole hate thing that is going on, saying Prime Minister Modi does not talk to the scientists, he does not talk to the economists, he thinks he's above the god. You know, this is all nonsense. Prime Minister Modi talks to some of the best people, best minds, and that's what all prime ministers should do. They should try to get a team which consists of best specialists, experts in different fields, listen to them and lead the country. And that's what exactly Prime Minister is doing. In fact, what is surprising is all over the world, Prime Minister Modi is the most admired person.
Yeah.
And yet, for Rahul Gandhi, he always puts a negative sign over everything.
I'll come to this particular point in a moment because I wanted to talk a little bit about that as I talk about the upcoming state visit. But bear with me, another point that Rahul Gandhi says, all the giants that have emerged from India fought for the truth. They were humble. There was no arrogance in them. That is how Indians have worked in America, and that's why Indians have been so successful. And he says that's why he respects and honors, Indians who've built a life in the United States. He's basically speaking about the value of humility. Do you believe, again, that this line of thought has an impact on the diaspora, the people he's addressing in America?
This is one thing that I will agree with Rahul Gandhi about, how the NRIs and the Indian diaspora and the diaspora all over the world from India have come up. But Narendra Modi is the most humble person that you can find. He came from a very poor background, a chaiwala's son who served his father's tea stall. He rose through the rank. He did not have any golden spoon in his mouth. So whatever he has achieved on his own merits. And Rahul Gandhi should admire the son of a chaiwala becoming prime minister on his own merits. Look at what has happened to India. In the last 10 years, India has come to GDP number 5 in the whole world. Today, both Putin and Biden admire Narendra Modi. All the world leaders seek his company. France is inviting him to come to the Bastille Day celebration as a special guest. Japan is inviting him. Australia is inviting him. The Prime Minister of Australia, Prime Minister of Canada, Prime Minister of Britain, President of France, President of United States, those are all people inviting him as guest, special guest. So this is really a non-aligned foreign policy of India, not hating everybody, but being friend with all the top countries of the world.
Sure.
So I think Rahul Gandhi should be admiring the Prime Minister of India. And that's where I want to compliment my friend Sam Pitroda, that he said, I am proud of Prime Minister Modi. And Rahul Gandhi, I think he should get advice from Sam Pitroda and also try to admire Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Well, Mr. Pitroda is up next on this program. But do you seriously think, Dr. Barai, that foreign policy is something that would influence people in India ahead of the elections or during the election campaign? A lot of people would suggest that the real issues are linked to development, they're linked to prosperity, to unemployment, to inflation, and that in as much as the Prime Minister has had remarkable success outside, I don't think anybody can dispute that is not really something which might influence voters ahead of 2024.
Well, I will let the voters decide for themselves, but if they ask my advice, I'll say Narendra Modi has provided leadership to India, brought the prosperity, brought the growth, brought the industrialization, brought Atmanirbhar, both in field of economics and defense, unparalleled in India's last 75 years of history. So he gets all the credit for leading India to such a prosperity. Yes, the living standard of India is being improved. I hear from all my friends who visit India, and I also see it myself, how much India has come up. In fact, Narendra Modi's vision, which he had shared with me once, look at South Korea, where it was a time of armistice, and how it has become a developed, industrialized nation. That is his vision to try to bring India. So he has a great vision. He is executing it very well. And I hope he continues to do a good job for the people of India.
Do you believe the diaspora are influencers for people back home?
To a limited degree, yes. But for example, the reception that Narendra Modi received at Madison Square Garden, then in San Jose, then in Houston, and now he will receive it this month, certainly gives a great message to people in India that Narendra Modi is loved very much by the diaspora.
Would you like to tell us a little bit, I was coming to that next, about the state visit? We know what President Biden is, how he's going to be hosting the Prime Minister, how there's going to be a state dinner. There's a lot of attention associated with that. But what about the diaspora? What do you have planned? And I'm told that you actually know A to Z about what's going to happen. So spill the beans is the question.
Well, the diaspora is organizing a very good... Actually, we were looking forward to organizing a grand event in Chicago. But because of this some conflict, at the other end, it did not happen. We would have been very happy to do it. So we are going to do an event in Washington, D.C. for the Prime Minister on Friday, the 23rd. Let the event speak for itself.
How many people do you expect to attend?
The full capacity of the hall because we can only find so much of capacity. And within 2 weeks' time, we just got confirmation a few days ago. So within a period of 2.5 weeks, we'll organize an excellent event.
And so it's going to be thousands of people. How big is the hall, or will it be a more intimate sort of affair this time around?
Well, the hall can permit about 1,000 people. It will be at the Ronald Reagan Center in Washington, D.C. You know, we are constrained by the capacity of the hall. But if I had the hall, and if I had 3 months' time, we could have had 40, 50,000 people easily.
Is that what you were targeting in Chicago?
Yes. If you would have come to Chicago, and if we had 2 months' notice, yes, we would have had 40, 50,000 people.
You know, a final question to you. A few days back, in the United States, Rahul Gandhi said that the RSS and the BJP are controlling all instruments of politics in India. He said, and I quote, "I think if you sat Modiji down next to God, Modiji would start explaining to God how the universe works." How would you respond to this remark?
I think as a doctor, I'm sorry to say, but he has some hallucinations in his brain.
Okay.
He's just imagining the things that don't exist. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is one of the most humble person. He listens very carefully to what people say. He realizes who he is. He's providing great leadership and great vision. To try to put this kind of accusation against such a humble and yet very highly achieved man is very disappointing. I think as a doctor, I would say he should see a psychiatrist.
All right. Well, strong words from you there, Dr. Barai. But it's going to be a very important visit between India, of the Prime Minister to the United States. It's going to be important for several reasons, including the potential transfer of high technology, particularly in the defense sector. Let's see how that actually goes. That actually is a key aspect of the relationship between America and India. But thank you very much, sir, for sharing your views and your thoughts, on this forthcoming visit. And, of course, what Rahul Gandhi has said.
I can just add one thing, that Indian-American Security Council, it's a group of diaspora that have been closely working with United States Congress exactly for what you mentioned, transfer of high-tech military technology from United States to India. So diaspora are very much involved in promoting it at the legislative angle in the U.S. Congress and Senate.
And are you confident that that high-tech that India is seeking in terms of transfer of engine technology, jet engine technology, will actually take place?
I hope so.
You got a bit of a smile on your face over there, Dr. Barai. Let's see what finally happens. I'd like to thank you very much, sir, for being with us. Thank you very much.